Friends, we are reaching levels of such seriousness and urgency to save humanity I honestly never thought we'd reach. Everyone who is awake and is fighting is required to go deeper into the rabbit hole and search farther and wider for solutions, work longer hours than we think we can, and produce and share more than ever, which for some of us requires burrowing ourselves in the scientific journals. Ferreting out truth from cover-ups there alone is a full-time, lifelong job. The scientific fraud is staggering, which I already knew about when I was being trained in graduate school to interpret data and manipulate it in any way I chose to, which would favor my hypothesis. While this global genocide continues unabated, the solutions some of us have found will save many of us, but not all. But once we find these solutions, those of us who are lovers of humanity feel we have to get super organized and disseminate our expertise most effectively in the ways that we can and reach more people and stress the point that we must act as quickly as possible. Whether it be through a podcast, giving interviews, making videos for BitChute, Rumble, Odyssey, and other free speech platforms. You've got to get out there if you know the truth about this scamdemic. The research is extremely daunting and exhausting. Time and time again, we have to squeeze out every last drop of energy to stay on the trail, and we never give up. If you have taken the shots and you are sick, you must take action and detox to the degree that the health people who aren't on the WHO, FDA, and CDC payroll are recognizing is possible. But an observation that I've made that I think I can now share is that there might be a few aspects of the post-vax symptoms that no one knows yet how to manage, let alone eliminate completely. For example, the mRNA factor that is changing DNA in the cells to program to make the deadly spike protein. We don't know how to stop that, although we are learning how to mitigate the damage the spike protein causes. The spike protein cell is what our cells look like when we are toxic. This is an argument that's taking place among doctors that there is no virus, just a poison making us sick, and our own cells are becoming sick, hence the spiky appearance. This is what happens to normal cells when they are bombarded with pathogens or a cytokine storm. I agree with this theory. I'm not new to the effects of toxicity. And I'm not new to the art of detox, which is what must be done as a starting point for those who have been jabbed, regardless of the batch you took, whether it's more or less lethal than the other batches. All vaccines have graphene oxide in them because they're putting it into everything now. And graphene oxide has the ability to self-assemble and receive and transmit signals wirelessly in the human body. But that's somewhat of a different topic. Graphene oxide is not just in the shots. It's in the chemtrails and probably commercial food and water items. I know for a fact it's in Pellegrino sparkling water. And then, of course, there's the problem of the so-called blood clots, or organoid structures that are growing inside of the blood vessels of people that have died post-vaccinated. They're being removed. These structures are being removed by embalmers all over the world. These are not amyloid, so there's no protein in them, and they're not fibrinous, so they're not blood. But they do have circuitry in them. There are therapeutic antioxidant protocols that work to keep the spike protein from damaging more cells, tissues, and organs. These also help the body detox graphene oxide, which the body would probably do naturally in time if there weren't so many other technological components involved. It's the technology, the frequencies, the electromagnetic aspects that concern me the most. So I definitely recommend a graphene oxide detox that at the same time limits the spike protein. It doesn't stop the cells from making it because remember, there's new genetic instructions coming from the DNA of the cell to keep making spike protein. But with the proper dosages of the right antioxidants, it can be managed. The electromagnetic frequencies are a different story and must be met with a neutralizer. The harmful ambient effects of these EMFs can be mitigated with things like shungite and Faraday cages, but in the body is where energy medicine, such as homeopathy and plant medicine, come in. Briefly, homeopathy is the stimulation of the inherent vital energy of the body through energetically potentized remedies. Potentizing the plant or mineral used in the remedy is what makes this an energetic medicine capable of neutralizing foreign substances and allowing the healthy retuning of cells, tissues, and organs of the body. And the concept of the vital force is central to homeopathic philosophy. This is the life energy that keeps us alive and breathing. In homeopathy, we become sick when the vital force becomes mistuned or misdirected, and the correct homeopathic remedy will retune us. Herbs and human cells have a very intimate relationship that results in what some have described as miraculous healing. Along with improvements in diet and lifestyle, you will reap great benefits from these medicinal plants. I've had a deep relationship with plant medicine for many years, and their numerous desirable effects on the human body and psyche have been revealed. The reason plant medicine works so well is because the chemistry of the chlorophyll of plant cells and the chemistry of red blood cells are identical except for one feature. Magnesium is the element in the center of chlorophyll, and iron is the element in the center of blood. Plants and animals, including humans, have a symbiotic and synergistic relationship. We need each other to live and thrive. Plants give off oxygen, which we breathe in. Humans give off carbon dioxide, which plants breathe in. There's an important lesson here, and Big Pharma has it all wrong and has had it all wrong for as long as I can remember. They've only gotten more dangerous over the past few decades. Naturopaths, homeopaths, and other so-called alternative, should be mainstream, health practitioners have it right. Healing and health doesn't happen because you shoot at it with a bullet like a chemotherapy drug. Healing and health is systemic and can even be quantum, but that's another topic. Healing and health is holistic, meaning looking at how all the different parts work together, leaving nothing out. For example, the lymph and blood work together to keep us alive, but the medical community practically ignores the lymph, probably because it's the pinnacle of the immune process. Healing and health is inclusive of all three aspects of life, physical, mental, and spiritual. When you take the time to learn about the body and how everything works, and to get away from the mentality of having to take a very dangerous drug to fight disease because this never works, you're only dealing with symptoms, you will very quickly see it's the immune system that is our main protection. And that is what the psychopathic mad scientists like Bill Gates and Fauci are targeting to fulfill their depopulation agenda. They are targeting the lymphocytes and other natural killer cells, and people who have taken the jabs are reporting a loss of their natural immunity by about 6% per week. You need to strengthen your immune system, prime it, keep it working, to help you heal and keep you healthy. So back to the lymph. When this system is clogged, the toxins in the blood will back up because one of the jobs of the lymphatic system is to cleanse the blood. This causes all kinds of problems. When the toxins clog the lymph nodes, we call this swollen glands. This is the presence of lymph fluid that has become sludgy that cannot move out of the nodes where those toxins are to be processed and moved out of the body. This can be due to infection, but another aspect of lymphatic clogging is invisible, so it's hard to pinpoint. Electromagnetic fields, EMFs. Studies have shown that 18 gigahertz EMF exposures caused cell membranes to be permeable, deformed them, and resulted in an enhanced degree of membrane trafficking. All kinds of stuff going in and out of the cell. Since we are surrounded by different types of electromagnetic frequencies, we should be constantly thinking of ways to keep the lymph clean so it can clean up these technological mishaps of modern society, which is only going to get more intense with the activation of 5G. This is especially true for the U.S., which has 5,500 5G towers that will fill the air with very harmful EMFs. You must be prepared. So imagine what's happening in the blood if cells are being deformed and broken open so that anything can go in and out. Imagine the job the lymph has to do to clean up the debris. Your lymph fluid always needs to be flowing. It must not get stuck in the lymph nodes. The number one way to get the lymph flowing is movement of your skeletal muscles. This is because the lymphatic system doesn't have a pump for getting the fluid around like the heart does for the blood. Instead, lymph fluid flows in one direction, and that's towards the heart, and that's as a result of the muscles impinging on lymph vessels during movement, like exercise. When the lymph fluid reaches the area above the heart, it dumps into the lungs and toxins get breathed out. Actually, you detoxify more through the lungs and expiration than any other eliminative organ. You can get lymphatic drainage massage and you could do lymph self-massage. There are plenty of directions on the web. Whether you've taken the vaccine or not, if you live on the planet at this time, you must study how to take care of yourself because you definitely don't want to end up in the hands of hospital personnel. I have several protocols with detailed explanations on my website, which you can see at www.holistichealthonline.info/protocols. But there are others. You just have to do your research, your due diligence to guard yourself against anything the globalist elitists throw at us. I would, however, like to recommend one particular protocol for the lymphatic system specifically. I put this combination together with thoughts, educated thoughts, of foundational immune improvement, as well as symptoms treatment. You can see that on the protocols page titled Lymph, Herbal, and Homeopathic Protocol. I'm Val Robitaille, and you can email me at val@holistichealthonline.info. I'll never stop fighting against the criminal powers that be. Stay focused, and above all things, stay healthy.